circa 2024. Me and T, we actually went on the first ever date we went on while being parents, right? We actually had a good time.
Yes, that was so nice.
And you know where we went? And I'm going to let them all know it because I just got to let y'all know it real. We went to Cheesecake Factory.
Sure did.
And I had a gift card. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Went to the Cheesecake Factory. We had a nice little time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We on the way back, we chilling. Nyla's asleep. The sitter's chilling. Mm-hmm. We get home. I take the sitter home. And I'm just aware of where I'm at. I'm always aware. Even if I'm not looking for nothing, like, I'm not aware because I've been through gangsta shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've just always been aware of my surroundings, observing. There's this shop near our house, and I'm just aware of when it's open, when it's not open. A lot of stuff isn't open late where we live.
Right.
And it's definitely not open on the weekends. This place like this, it's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still odd that at around 11:30 that this establishment is open.
Mm-hmm.
As we're turning and I'm taking the sitter home, I just noticed that that's odd that they work that late at night. Wow. And I also observed that the people were leaving. Now, that's a very important detail, at least to me. I do my thing, take the sitter home. Come back. I actually went a different way home just because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, like, living in a neighborhood, that should be weak going through the neighborhood, going 15 miles an hour for 5, 10 minutes. That should be weak sometimes. You might as well just hop, sit at the light. I just decided to take my way home. Now, the fact that I left one way and came back another way when I usually come back the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And the next couple events was weird to me. I'm coming home, and I'm not going to describe this because you'll know where it's at. Well, someone will know where it's at. I said, I'm coming home, and there's a lot of stop signs in our neighborhood. But this person was at a stop sign, but they could have went. Instead, they waited for me to pass by my stop sign and turn. It's not really a stop sign. You know what I'm talking about. And turn to go. As I'm noticing this person doing this, I'm also noticing, this is that other black guy that lives on this street because I know his car. I know what he looks like. He doesn't wear very different clothes. He wears like the same clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been living here ever since we've been living here. Never talked to him. But I used to walk to and from work. You know what I'm saying? So you, like, if you're doing that every day, I'm seeing who's here.
Right.
I was like, if I see you out, you know, and I'm probably going to take, if you live on where I live, I'm just going to take an inventory that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's odd. We live a few houses down from this person. I'm going, but I see that he's behind me. And I'm like, why were you just sitting there? I'm just driving. And I'm like, I'm not going to pull in. Because I'm not sure if he knows where we live. I'm not sure if he knows that I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've never spoken to each other. I'm saying, I've never, like, anytime I've ever seen him, I'm not sitting here staring at him.
Right.
I just take, you just, oh, that's a black person that lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. I'm automatically thinking this person is trying to figure out what house we live in so they can try to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also noticing this shop still has, it was two Negroes, still has these two individuals that look like they were leaving when I was passing by. I'm weirded out. I'm not trying to turn in because not only do I think he's following me, as I'm getting close to the house, he stops in the middle of the street in his car and is not turning in. Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you at the end. I get to the position to where I'm in front of the shop looking directly at these people. One gentleman's on the phone avoiding eye contact. Why would you be avoiding eye contact to somebody that pulled up in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
I was weirded out. I was definitely weirded out. I did not go to sleep until about 4 that day because I was just like, well, honestly, if they wanted to get me, they can get me.
Mm-hmm.
Get us. Maybe, because I'm thinking maybe they thought we was going to get some weed or some drugs or I don't know. But long story short, nothing happened. But I'm still weirded out because it was just weird how all of these things happened. I'm saying how he, now it could have just been nothing. He could have, maybe he was sitting there on his phone and then he backed in because he did back in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was that. But one thing I did do is I went home. I got home and posted a TikTok video about it because I'm not stupid. I know that some people use the option to where you can see posts that are made near you. I was just putting a little APB out there because I'm not committing crimes, so I don't deserve to be robbed. So I'm going to use the resources that I have to make sure that I know who you are, because no one needs that over here. I don't think anybody deserves that over here. I believe that if that happens, you're going to get caught. You might get killed by the cops because they don't play over here.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't have a problem with that happening to you if you're trying to put my family at risk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, we don't have no guns in here. If niggas ran up here, that's so I just use what I had. Oh, really, nigga? Let me start describing these individuals. I'm saying, I still remember exactly what all these people, like what dude had on, what the boy girl had on. You know what I'm saying? The stud.
I was like, wait, what?
Fuck, and we can't even use that shit. I remember what they had on. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. I remember their heights and stuff. I just remember these things just because I'm just vigilant. And
very vigilant.
And I feel like I've never been caught in anything because I'm never going to be in a situation unless somebody puts the situation on me, unless they're like plotting on me.
Mm.
Because niggas scare me. It's just certain things that black people do. And once you start doing those things, there is no setup because whatever we plan to happen isn't going to happen. Example.
Right.
And I got to use this example. Sorry. Somebody wanted to sit here to do their hair. And it was cool. And then like up until the day before, mad stuff started changing. I had to shut it down. You want to do something with me, set the plans up.
Mm-hmm.
Once niggas start saying, oh, we doing this and this at the last minute, I might not even respond because you playing me like a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas that hit me up, yo, bro, fuck with me on the Cash App schemes. I take it as disrespect because it's like, damn, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I went to jail for that. Second of all, you think I'm that dumb? Just because I'm not street? You can't go changing up mad shit with me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't trust people. When things get weird, once you start doing things that are not normal, I'm not moving from there. And like sometimes you have to, especially in this world in 2024, you kind of have to fold sometimes in business situations and maybe not do or not. It's y'all know what I'm talking about. We live in weird times. Funny times. I'm saying sometimes you have to fold. In my personal life, nope.
Right.
I won't have friends. I'm not going to be putting myself. I'm not like when I see that people do things a different way, when I see that they're a little bit, I just get away from it because a lot of people have. I'm rambling. I'm just going to stop
right
here. Rambling. Welcome to episode 164 of the Big Podcast. I'm Emmy.
And it's your girl, CT.
Hey, guys, I'm sick. I'm sick. She getting sick. We want to have some sort of consistency. We are back. I hope y'all can hear us. We ain't got no mics on. We on a time crunch, setup crunch, everything.
I think the camera audio is good.
The camera audio is straight, but I like the mic better. It sounds more professional.
It does.
We just told a story, but I want to tell another story. Would you like to actually tell this story?
What story?
It wasn't, it's not actually, we're going to bring up a topic, but we have a story that has to do with this. Actually, I'll tell the story.
You're a better teller story.
Spit got stuck in my throat. Pause.
OMG.
We go to the park all the time. We walk. And if the weather permits, we would do this every day. That's what we did last year, starting around this time. Maybe a little bit later. We're back on it. We're walking, and we got to go to the park first. And we'll go to the park first. Our first lap, the whole, and this is a more, at least a mile, the whole lap, now it's going to be screaming. We go to the park first. Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't know where you live, but we live in a small town. And one thing that I've learned about the small town that we live in, it is segregated. It's segregated. People are racist. Mm-hmm. And we do not have a black middle class up here. And I've always wondered, like, there's something about this city where it's just, and it's that there's no black middle class.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The black people that live in this city, we in this area, we do not talk with each other. We all mind our business. Mm-hmm. We don't come out the house. We don't engage in any of the festivities. I've never seen no black people doing anything that be going on here.
Nope.
Why? Because people just look at you weird like the whole time that you're there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm not paying to be stared at like that.
Exactly.
Now, being that we are in 2024 and a lot of people don't value exercise, the park is kind of a cool place because it don't really be that many people there. During different times, but it's not a lot of niggas out there being consistent. The most consistent people out there is the old people. Bruh, and I really be looking at this. It be real. People are very funny because people, sometimes when somebody stares at me, if they're looking at us while we're walking, I'm going to start looking at them and seeing what they're doing. Because it's like, why are you worried about me? And I'm going to just start looking at your videos. What I notice is like, niggas get out there. This is a full trail. You could really, the way that the neighborhood is set up, you could really freak it and walk 5 miles.
You could.
Really.
Yeah.
Like, if you walked in the street and everything, because I see some people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You niggas don't even be finishing one lap. Like, one half lap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hate when a nigga walk fast past us, and by the time we finish the first lap, they not there.
They leaving.
What did you get out here to do? That was 10 minutes. That was 10 minutes. I'm saying, I just wanted to say that part because it's a lot of people that really like, I'm about to come out here to say I can't. Bro, you are 15 pounds. You can't spend 15 minutes. You need to do about an hour's worth of walking, bro. What are you doing? Because I'm just looking at people. Because we be walking.
Mm-hmm.
We be about to finish. But it's a whole new crowd. All of y'all didn't get here before us. People just be perping. There's a lot of things I like to say about this park, but I'm not going to say it because I would like to keep going.
It's an interesting
park. It's an interesting park. One day, this was actually like literally the other day, I wish the TV was on because it was showing the clock. All right. One, we're doing great on time. One day, this week, we went up there. And Nyla had just started getting sick. We're playing, and I'm already noticing there's a family over right next to the park. And I'm not going to describe it because you can figure out the park. I'm not scared of niggas figuring out the park, but I'm not about to just say, hey, this park. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're in an area close, but I'm already knowing they're going to come over here. They probably wanted to come over here a little early, and we probably messed up their plan. Satara's very friendly. And I don't have a problem with Satara being very friendly. It's just that Satara sometimes does not notice that the person she's being friendly with is being fake friendly, or they don't care about being friendly. This family, I'm already noticing. I don't know what it is, bruh. If you have some negative energy, I'm going to feel it. My daughter's going to feel it, too. Satara wants, she's so worried about being nice. She's not even picking up on the cue. These people come up on the park. Nyla is pulling Satara. She's following her. We at a park. 2-year-old, and she's grabbing onto her mother. She doesn't do this. She's running around usually. I'm standing right where I was standing, which is away from everybody. It just so happened to be away from everybody by the way that they came up towards the playground. Yeah. And I stayed there. I tried to inch towards Satira.
Hey.
And I couldn't get her attention. And she started walking away. And by the time I got a chance to get next to her, she had already started speaking to the individual. Nyla, she seen something that the father had that she wanted. So that drew Nyla in. She wanted his sunglasses. He gives her his sunglasses, and I could just tell that he was reluctantly giving her his sunglasses. We're black. The woman was Hispanic. The father was white. I cannot say if these people were racist. All I know is that once our 2-year-old started crying because we had to leave, these people dramatically started walking away. And I'm cool. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that when I tried to give her her kid's sunglasses back, she was going to say we could keep them. But I didn't want her sunglasses. Number one, Nyla has many sunglasses. Number two, I don't even know why I don't know why people do that.
Yeah.
Just because a kid wants what you have, you don't have to give it to them. I really wanted to say she doesn't need them. You can keep them. I wanted you to say that, but Satira, she's in law. So I'm just sitting there like, yo, you really think that these people want their kids to play with your kid? I'm just thinking in my head, are you not picking up the cues? They didn't even speak to us when we came over. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And how do you feel about that? Let me give you a chance to talk.
I do be in La La Land. I don't know why. I do, because I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm very, like what they say, I'm friendly. I am extremely friendly. That's just, I've always been like that. But it was very odd. I didn't really understand why they left when Nyla started crying. And then, like, I don't know if you noticed, but the mom was like, oh, like that. Oh, a little dramatic, yeah. Over dramatic. And I just, at that point, because I could, I am a good people reader, though, I will say. And I could tell, I caught her drift. And I was like, and I just gave her that kind of look, like, what's the point of you doing that?
Yeah.
Like, I gave her the look, and then I just kind of like looked away. And I continued tending to Nyla, put her in our stroller, and we left. And we passed them while we left, and I didn't even like look that way.
They were being weird. It was weird how y'all walked away. Like, it was weird. They walked. I swear they walked away, and then they like came back. No, I think they was trying. These people are so weird, yeah. Yo. They tried to act like they was. I swear they went back to the park because it was like they walked on that little trail by the baseball field, and then when we was leaving, they was like right there. And it was just weird because it's extra stuff. I can just feel when a nigga's extra. Mm-hmm. I can feel when people are extra or say they're racist, because racists have a thing of trying to make you feel like you just acting normal. There's something wrong with it, and superior people have all of this self-control, all the lies that people tell you. Now, what I want to branch off to in this conversation is racism. And I don't want to speak of racism in the traditional sense, but I really would be interested in hearing your perspective on it. And I want you to answer this question. Why do you think racism exists? What you think?
Okay.
You know, what you think?
I think racism exists because of things that happened obviously in history, and it's carried on, and these people's parents who raised these people, it's passed down generation through generation, and people are used to just being taught a way, so they carry it throughout their life, and then they teach their, I don't want to say not, they may teach their children, or their children pick up on certain things, then it just continues on down the line. That's how I think it still exists, or why it still exists.
I was expecting that answer based on your reactions to the way that people are, as far as being racist. And it is my belief that racism is a form of contentism, is a form of holding and keeping power. I believe we're the original people. I believe that we have clear flaws, as we've seen in throughout history, and those flaws were capitalized upon by individuals that had less than us, were less than us, and needed to find a way to overcome us. And that's what happened with slavery. Now, I don't believe in, oh, I was a slave, so this happened. Now, this is why I'm in the situation. The whole excuse thing, bringing up slavery every 15 minutes, even though you live in a middle-class neighborhood and you've never been through anything gangster. I don't believe in talking like that. I think it hurts us because if we really look at history, it's kind of been the same story. I'm saying it's kind of been the same story in different ways. And every time it's our fault, even if we're being planned against, it's our fault, bro. You can say the CIA put crack in the hood. We sold that crack. You know what I'm saying? Because and you could say this, that, and the third. You just look at where we're at right now, and you can't tell me that that's racism. That is a deterioration of a society, of a black society. And if you don't agree to that, I feel bad for you because you don't have any elders in your life, anybody or any, just any elders in your life that either show you how to be respectable and do what you're supposed to do for your family, or how to show you to be successful, show you how to treat a woman, how to treat a man. You ain't never seen nothing like it. And it actually proves my point, because you so used to not normal that you think somebody trying to be normal is judging you or trying to stifle something, when, nah, bro, this is all spiraled out of them. All spiraled out. Now, that don't got nothing to do with what I want to talk about. I'll cut it short because we do have other topics. Basically, I don't let racism make me upset because it's taught. I'm saying, and it's also been proven that it may get you down. It may. I think a lot of the more important thing also is let me stop jumping. It's taught to contain power, contain resources, make sure, you know what I'm saying? You already know, with what we have experienced, you can understand what I'm saying. To make sure the wrong people don't get in. And that it is what it is, but I've seen that it's still niggas out here getting to it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that white man has changed from being the alpha to really the lapdog now. And it's really the white woman that's really running shit, if you ask me. Women in general, you know what I'm saying? And I also see that even I watch a lot of like black content creators, specifically older black content creators, because I think that if you can be successful as like a black man, a masculine black man, I think you could do anything. So watch them, and I take from them what I can, because I think that is the symbol of success. Because look how women talk about us. Look how the kids talk about us. You know what I'm saying? And even and black men's been in more and more kids' lives than anybody in the last 30 years, but nobody will talk about that in real life, and we still are doing our thing. Now, it's a lot of us that have fallen victim to this systematic shit and are feminine and are doing what we're doing out here. You know what I'm saying? That shit that Corey's doing, that shit is crazy, bro. Niggas can say that shit is for content. No, nigga, you tendered me. You hurt me. I'm saying you miss that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way that you could be hurt by what she did to you and be looking through them photos and not be mad, unless you want her back. I wouldn't be able to do that if I was so mad. And I kind of believe her more now that I really think about it, I'm talking about Carmen and Corey. I just think that, honestly, bro, I think social racism that you may deal with from an individual, I honestly think that's a trick from the powers that be to keep them people in line. Because they think that, I feel like, because you know that there's more poor white people than poor black people because there's more white people. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of America.
That makes sense.
And you got to realize these niggas that live in the middle of nowhere, they will vote against their better judgment to make sure people like us stay down. That's not power, nigga. Yeah. You are in a trick bag. You know what I'm saying? You're just as bad, down bad as we. You know what I'm saying? A person stupid enough to be outright racist in 2011 is broke. I'm not saying that it's not racist people.
You said 2011. I'm like, wait.
And I said comfortably.
You definitely said, you know, it comfortably.
Somebody dumb enough to do that in 2024, you're stupid. You don't got nothing. You never going to have nothing. I'm saying you're just a part of the system. Turn around that. You're broke ass and not broke just money-wise, just mind-wise. Because why the fuck would you say it out loud, nigga? Have you looked at the TV the last 10 years? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Step your game up. Get with it. You know what I'm saying? Why would I let somebody like that? Why would I let somebody like that ruin my mood when, in my mind, I'm better than you? Because you have to do all of this. You got to make these narratives. Oh, super predators. The black. Oh, we doing this. They doing this. They're ruining the neighborhood. You got to make all these narratives up for me to be bad. We just got to look at your history.
Right.
And said, you crazy. And then you looking at me like you're taking your time. You think that your feelings is going to get me somewhere, bro. I've lived here my whole life. I didn't know niggas was racist growing up. I didn't care. I didn't know about it. I didn't really understand racism until I moved to Florida. And then I was like, but guess what, bro? It's a lot of black men that make money in Florida. Niggas is racist, but it's a lot of ways to make some goddamn money. This shit ain't stopping nothing. Maybe systematically. Maybe you gotta find some things to do differently. But honestly, dog, that's the blessing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the blessing. And I just don't... I feel like so many people, like, because people talk about that racist shit, but they don't ever talk about the reason why. Mm-hmm. And the reason, like, why this shit is taught. It's not taught... And they're not taught to, a person's not, they're not taught to hate you just to hate. They're taught to hate you. They can feel that, oh, I need to keep what's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know. They know that there's more, we have more power than we know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's hot, yo.
Why is it so hot? Up with the air.
We're drinking.
What's the temperature now? Her room's 76.
All right. All right, let's get into these topics so we can get it moving. That's your topic. I didn't put that.
Meme of the day, or is it meme of the week?
It's a meme. We don't have
meme of the day.
Or of the week.
Meme of the day. And this was put. This was shared by Memes Republic on Facebook. It says, they be like, you've been different ever since I disrespected you.
And why did you feel like that was a worthy topic?
Because people think that when they do something wrong or do something to disrespect you, that you should still be the same or act the same towards them or give them the same respect in return, per se. And that's not the case. And it shouldn't be the case because you whole just disrespected me and I didn't deserve that for no reason. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that meme?
A lot of people are used to disrespect. They grew up with disrespect. And people don't say this, but their actions will tell you. And the way that they act when you react to their disrespect will tell you. They really believe that what they say when they're mad doesn't matter. And that people make mistakes, even if it's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
People are connected and married to dysfunction because we've had so much dysfunction in our world. Pause that spit. Oh, man. What I've noticed is that Just going through family stuff the last couple of years, I've realized that people would rather things be the same than to try to fix things, because they know that you can lose someone by trying to change things and up your standards.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people capitalize off of the fact that a lot of people have low standards. That's one of the reasons why I believe that society has low standards, and it's been normalized to have a low self-value, a low self-worth. That's why when a nigga pop it, he gets looked at as thinking that he's better than everybody, because a lot of people don't have a lot of self-worth. And when I say pop it, when people talk highly of themselves, people get offended. Oh, you think you're better than everybody? Why I can't just think on me? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people live with masks on, and they don't say a lot of the stuff that they're for, but their actions will. A lot of people, like, we fight. Oh, I'll call you names, you call me names, but we'll be cool in the end. No. No, like, fam, it's not normal to disrespect and degrade people when you're upset, fam. And if that's what you do when you get upset, you should work on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because slowly but surely, if that is what it is, the disrespect will just start creeping out. You know what I'm saying? What I've realized is that people will take it as far as you let. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's true.
You always got to make people uncomfortable when they disrespect you, because no one should be comfortable disrespecting you. If somebody disrespects you, shake the whole shit up. Shake the whole relationship up. Make them feel like it's going to lose it, or really, really, really lose them. You know what I'm saying? Especially if this ain't the first time. Because so much in this generation, not even this generation, just the last 50 years, I've seen the against the grain ass nigga has become the average person. And the average person believes that their mind, since there's so many things are changing and society is evil, like a lot of this bullshit that are people that spit narratives to your children and feed things to your children that poison their mind, a lot of bullshit talking points that they have with things changing and, oh, this is antiquated and all the shit. These people are evil.
Yeah.
And they seep these things into your mind by making you think that you're smarter than science. You're smarter than actual history. I'm saying, that's not good just because I don't agree with it. Just because I don't want to. And people won't say this shit. People won't say, we're in a society where a nigga, if my opinion is different, then it's wrong. It's not even like, if my opinion, if I don't like this rule, then the rule is wrong. Type shit. It's a free-for-all. And that's because we live in a deluded society, a society where there's some people, they don't have to be accountable. They don't have to respect people because they got money. They got influence. And we just in a society where selling ass, giving niggas your ass. And that can be many things. Selling ass could be selling actual ass. Or signing a deal for low money up front and giving your rights away. Mm-hmm. Signing a deal where niggas is making buku money and you getting a small chunk change. You know what I'm saying? Or shit, just shit. Doing something, signing, and you could do this shit yourself, but you don't want to take that route. You sign and then you start crying about how the system is this, that, and third.
Mm-hmm.
Ass selling. Niggas sell their ass. A nigga will sell his ass to another nigga. He'll sit around another nigga just because this nigga got motion, just so he can try to siphon off some motion. And people will really look at you and be like, oh, you stupid. You wouldn't do that. And it's like, no, nigga. No, bro. I'm not sitting in front of nobody's face acting like I like them. I'm not going to just... It's different at a job, you know what I'm saying? But it's a certain extent at jobs, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sitting in front of no nigga, sitting around nobody I don't want to be around to get something that I want.
Right.
Because am I really going to cherish it once I get it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Am I really going to be proud of myself when I get it? Some people will. Some people they are idolaters. They want the money or they want the fame. Some people, they'll do whatever to get it. Mm-hmm. I won't, because I value looking my daughter in the eye 20 years from now, because that's what happens. You do whatever you want to do to get this shit. You raise your family, and then 20 years from now, your daughter's looking at you like, nigga, you did what? You was a buster. And now you got all the money in the world, but she still don't respect you because you sold your ass. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's hard out here. It's hard out here, but honestly, bruh, you can do anything. There's just so many distractions. There's just so many distractions that keep us from staying on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to say that. People don't want to talk about how we got all these numbing things and all this shit to keep us from pushing actually forward, that we just would rather, oh no, just turn this on. I don't want to think about it. Let me take my mind off of it. And mm-hmm. it's just we on our topic. I'm tired of talking, I ain't gonna lie.
Wait a minute. Was that you that was talking about the distractions of, or we were watching something about like smoking people, they, I don't know where I was watching. Maybe it wasn't you. I seen a video about how there's so many distractions. People will use smoking as like a mechanism, or like drinking to just take the stress away mm-hmm. and not actually deal with the issue that they're.
I watched one episode from Joe Rogan talking about, he interviewed this black scientist, and he actually does heroin.
Oh, wow.
But he does pure heroin. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like do it all the time, but like he like takes certain like low doses of it, and he's been working in his field, his profession, he's been doing it. I'm sure he's still around.
Oh my.
And basically what he was saying was that America doesn't really have a drug problem. They have I forget what he said, but I'll say it from my opinion. People have like a self-actualization problem. They don't like who they see in the mirror. This is why I talk. This is why so many people use that, oh, you think you're better than people, because when a person pops it mm-hmm. and you know that this is how they feel about themselves, mm-hmm. it's a direct mirror on you. You know what I'm saying? I really hate that you think you're better than everybody, because mm-hmm. how you know what I think?
Right.
I think I'm better than everybody, but you think you are in my brain.
Who goes around? There might be some people that actually do that, but like, who sits there and says, oh, I'm just that. I'm just, I know I'm better than them. Then like, who?
The only people that do that are people that have been told that their whole life. People that are actually better than everybody, like Kobe. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, it's some niggas like that. No, nigga, I'm better than you niggas.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's a delusion. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
And exactly. I put the work in. It is people that are lying to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People that are actually better than people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, that's it.
They have something to show for themselves.
People that are lying to themselves and people that actually have something to show for themselves. Mm-hmm. Kind of lost my train of thought.
People think they better than everybody.
It's like, bro, because I was watching, because this, I've always had this thing. I'm saying, just we can finish up with this. I've always had an instance like this
mm-hmm.
because I'm not macho. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, hey, look at me. So it's always some macho, hey, look at me ass nigga who's low key just really emotional and likes attention, who tried to take a dig at me.
Mm-hmm.
I say something where I'm bigging myself up, and it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, oh man, you think you better than everybody, bro. You just tried to put me on the spot, and you really tried to humiliate me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I actually had a good comeback, that's factual. I think I'm better than everybody. No, you's a bitch. You's a hoe. You don't love yourself. You try to put people that you feel by society standards, maybe looks, maybe they don't act like everybody else, so they're weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying. Now, you think they're weak, so you're going to try to pick on them. And then a nigga has an actual comeback. Now he thinks he's better than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen this on the immunity world, where it's like, you niggas want to make jokes on a nigga. Then when a nigga start popping it, he think he better than everybody. No, this is my reaction to you trying to play me. Mm-hmm. You're trying to play me, but I played you, and now you want to cry about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that people, people would bother me, and I used to after a while, I realized that it's better to just stop, just stare at people when they're trying to make fun of you, because you kind of get, because the people that are making fun of you, they're usually insecure. They usually can't take what they dish out. I remember one time I almost got myself beat up. And I told this story because this girl was making fun of me. And then I said, your hair is ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And she started crying. And then they was like, leave her alone. Like, her cousin was like, leave her alone. I'm not bothering her, nigga. She's bothering me. She's the one following me around, calling me Malcolm and shit. I'm not bothering her. That's when I realized women was on bullshit.
Yeah.
You is bothering me. You sitting right next to me at the lunch table, bothering me. And then it was just, she's annoying, yo.
I wasn't mad.
She was weird. Wasn't mad. It was just like, yo, she's annoying, bro. She been talking to me like the last 2 hours. I said, and I was just like, yo, I can really say something that'll make you mad right now. And she said, no, you can't. I said, yes, I can. And she said, say it. I said, your hair is ugly as fuck. And I really thought that. The thing is, me, like, people were like, oh, you're mean. Like, no, I really think this. I don't say things when I'm upset. I don't just make things up. When I get upset, you've gotten me to a stage. You passed a couple stages to get me to this point. I don't believe in, like, hurting people's I think it's lame. I think that's lame to say things to hurt people's feelings. I don't do that. I just say things that could hurt people's feelings. But I'm not like, yo, I'm about to hurt your feelings. I think people that say, oh, I'm going to make them feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, people, and you're never going to know this. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to know this. Even birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. But a person that don't feel like, you're never going to really 100%, unless you've been through it, overcome it, and never let it bother you. Mm-hmm. You're never going to understand the bully. Unless you actually out-joke the jokester. Mm. I'm saying? But once you out-joke the jokester, you start seeing, oh, this is an act.
Yeah.
You think that I'm you deep down. You are this little child that wants everybody to see, hey, I want to do, I'm this. You make fun of people, and I said this before, but I'm I say the same thing. You make fun of people because you think that you would, that's how you're going to feel if somebody says something to you. You say things to people to try to make them feel like that because that's how you already feel. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody does this to you at home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got an older brother or sister or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that, I'd never care what people thought after that because all of you niggas are insecure. Why would I care what you think? Why would I care what you think, bro? You care about what somebody... Like, a nigga can say something to you. A grown man can say something to another grown man. Not an elder. A nigga that he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And it could ruin his day. Why would I care about his opinion? I just don't see it. And you know why? Because I feel like I was... And the reason I say I feel like... is because I don't want to accuse people. Mm-hmm. But I believe that I was raised by a hater and someone that doesn't feel highly of themselves. They would like to make people feel lowly mm-hmm. of themselves. You can witness to these things. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yo, I just would like, yo, I'm never going to be you. I'm never going to treat people like that. And I'm never going to feel so bad about myself that I want other people to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the weakest thing that people can be because, like, life is hard out here, bro.
Yeah.
Life is hard enough. It kind of kills me. We was talking about this earlier. And I'm like, because we was poor. And I remember I was complaining because we used to have, like, put groceries bags in luggage bags. And I remember I was complaining because niggas would stare at us. Nigga, if I had to catch the bus to the grocery store today, I would have some gym bags. Yeah. That is the one of the smartest things ever. Mm-hmm. Why? Who cares? Who sees it? I'm getting my groceries, nigga. Bro, we live in a society where niggas used to be like, oh, I seen you and your dad at the bus stop. And that's like, the older I get, it's like, bro, we live in a society. We don't have anything. We don't have anything. They said that black people are not going to have anything in the next 10 years. Nothing. Our net worth will be 1 cent or so. It was some crazy statistics. And we shame each other for not having it. We live in a full society of mass. But in our race, the mass are so much deeper because there's other people that actually believe the act that you're putting on. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I don't agree with it. I don't stand by it. I will always be cool. I get weirded out when people don't think I'm weird because why you want me to be comfortable around you? Right. Everybody else, oh, this nigga, da, da, da. People are staring at a nigga because I've lived my life. I be me. I don't walk out the house thinking about what another nigga's thinking, talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I want to do something, I'm going to do it. If I want to start dancing in the stove, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it, nigga. Because this is my world. I'm responsible for what I do and what makes me happy, bro. Why would I look at your broken ass judging me? You can't even take accountability for your own things in life, but I should care about the opinion you have on me being myself. You are a loser. You know what I'm saying? Bro, people...
You've always been like that, too.
I've always... Because people have always tried to make me feel like I was weird for being myself. I've made so many people cry in my life without trying. Because there's been so many times where somebody has said something to me and I'm like... And the person... Because people, they really think that we all are alike. They think that everybody reacts to things the same. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I don't like you. You're like, cool. Mm-hmm. And like, you still standing there. What did you expect me to say? A nigga already has a response mm-hmm. to some shit. I mean, one time, this lady called Nyla a boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I just looked at her because I know she was playing with me. And she's like, oh, I didn't know. And I still looked at her. Oh, get out my face, bro. You ugly old bitch. You mad because you don't got no daughter?
No.
Get out my face. I'm not about to go back and forth with your dumb ass.
Nyla does not look like a boy.
That's what I'm like, bro. She knew that. She just, people just play like that. Yeah. Because some people, you have to realize, another thing that I realize is some people, like, people want the blow up. They thrive in the altercation. I didn't know that. Sometimes a nigga wants you to be mad. That's why some people want, like, they'll have a reaction and you was already ready for this. I don't know what to give you. I don't have anything to give you, bro. You're gonna have to hit me. I don't care how you feel about me, bro. If you wanna fight, you're gonna have to hit me. You telling me how you feel about me isn't gonna make me wanna fight you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, you're like, dog, the I'm cool, the oh, I never did this. Once that lie, as we all know it's a lie, everybody has slip-ups, embarrassing moments. Once you are embarrassed, it's even worse. And this is what we deal with on social media. It's even worse because now you have to deal with everybody that lies to themselves, knowing that they lie to themselves, put it all on you because you were exposed in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the big deal in T-Rail shit. It's like, dog, you can listen to the whole Adam interview. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch the first 30 minutes because it was just so much lies. Bro, I'm a fan of Adam, but I can't watch the full content because it's like, you just be lying like niggas ain't been watching you since you been visible. You be like niggas will lie to you. You didn't hear what they said last week. What?
And like, just to bring up a small like word that made me think about is what Rory said is like, you could literally podcast or record it. So you could literally go back and just hear exactly what he said.
Bro, people don't value that. If they, that's bruh, that shit, that be really happening. It's like, dog, Nigga, like, you can, because I, you know me, I like to bring facts up to a nigga. And nigga be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, fam, you do realize I've had the same, I'm telling you what the text messages said because I remember it. Mm-hmm. Because I knew that this was, day was going to come where you acted like you didn't remember. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what they said. I know what they said. Yeah. I'm not lying. I remember. My memory's that good. You know what I'm saying? People don't want the truth. They want to talk about their interpretation of the truth so they can have the pull and push room to lie. The reason why I've realized, bro, I'm never going to be a part of a big group of people because niggas lie too much and I tell the truth too much. Yeah. I remember when I made that video talking about my family. I didn't make that video to talk to y'all. I made that video to put the truth out there. And because even though everybody knows the truth, once you put the truth out there and a nigga can see, oh my God, other people can see the truth too. They shut the fuck up. It's not, you have to plaster the truth. There is no, oh, prove it by, oh, having another person. Because like I said in my previous video, niggas have lie brigades. I've been in situations where a whole group of niggas is lying. What? Oh my God. You niggas think because it's five of y'all telling me I'm tripping that I wasn't there? That I wasn't there just because you saying that this is what happened? All right, bro. Like, you, I just get to the point where, like, fam, I'm aware that niggas be lying and you just got to pick and choose your battles because it'd be so hard to keep up with a nigga lies and narratives. You know what I'm saying? And it just sucks that, like, we live in that society because you can't believe nothing, bro. Women, there's this thing that women, they like, what they make up, they say, my illusion is...
Huh? I've heard that before.
And they just, like, they don't say it uncomfortably. They don't say, this is a normal thing. Yeah. See, these, you have to pull back so many layers to break down certain things in society. Like the modern woman, a woman that spends 3 hours on her hair, nails, and feet as if it's normal. And I would be looked at as a cornball to say that. I'm in women's business. What the fuck does that mean? All y'all talk about is niggas. What does that mean? I'm saying, fam, life is not what... If you think that you see... Look at the fucking media, bro. Niggas will really be talking about this shit. Niggas be going back and forth. And it's like, bro, these niggas created this story. Like, this is all half-truths. And you're going back and forth over something that's not even 20% true. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you see. And don't trust none of these people out here. I keep telling. It's not that I'm not friendly, nigga. These niggas is out here. And niggas always think shit is sweet. They always think shit is sweet when it comes to people like me and her. You always have to be vigilant because it's always somebody playing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's always best to see what's going on, make your move. By the time they move is made, you're long gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stop coming in to have an altercation with these niggas that lie 100 times a day, bro. These niggas got lie contingencies set up. These niggas got niggas they paying off to lie for them because these niggas is lying. Like, bro, get in where you fit in, but don't be in that shit because you're going to be put in a trick bag, giving people the benefit of the doubt. That's where these snake niggas thrive, is the benefit of the doubt. Stop it. With that being said, it's been a great episode. I'm so miserable. My throat,
I can hear the congestion coming.
I'm still about to go smoke.
Not you coughing already.
This has been a big podcast. I'm trying to get the spitter section out, but I'm sick. And I ain't gonna say what you're doing. This has been the episode. Oh, my legs are sweating, goddamn. Ooh, I can't wait to put this episode out and I figured out how to take out the filler words on my phone. Ooh, it's going up this week.
Oh, look at you.
This has been the Big Podcast. I'm him, he.
It's your girl, CT.
And we'll talk to you.